Our scripture reading this morning comes from the book of Hebrews from the New Testament, chapter 13, verses 1 through 8. A letter to people, a church in crisis. Let us listen for the word of God and listen for any word that speaks to you or to our church in particular. Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison as though you were in prison with them, those who are being tortured as though you yourselves were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled. For God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have. For he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. Did you hear any words that seem to speak to you in a new way today? Violet.
Be content in what you have.
Be content in what you have. That's so hard. Unless you got a bag of gold. Just kidding. Donna. Show hospitality to strangers. Yes. Amen. Violet again.
Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Words of hope. And now, O God, give respect to others? Yes. Good one. Good to see you, Ronnie. Welcome. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. You do recognize this carol, don't you? Silent Night. One of the best loved Christmas carols ever written. But do you recognize the subject of this verse? Peace, particularly heavenly peace. Ebenezer Scrooge did not, at least at the beginning of Charles Dickens' classic story, A Christmas Carol. And there was good reason for Scrooge, as he is better known, to have difficulty finding peace in his life. The story begins with these words, Marley was dead to begin with. So obviously Scrooge was still grieving the loss of his one and only friend and longtime business partner, Jacob Marley. So on Christmas Eve, Scrooge walked home from just another long day of counting money. Glaring at carolers, scolding his only employee, Bob Cratchit, and turning down an invitation for Christmas dinner from his nephew. As Scrooge arrived at home he inherited from his deceased friend, he was startled to find the ghostly face of Jacob Marley staring back at him in the door knocker. The image from view, the image faded from view as he entered the home, soon being replaced by the sounds of rattling chains, creeping closer and closer across the interior floor. Soon the image of his past business partner appeared again with a ghostly warning. Scrooge must change his ways. And three ghosts will appear to him in the next 3 hours, giving him a chance indeed to change his ways and finally find redemption and perhaps peace in his life. It is interesting to note that Scrooge's first name, Ebenezer, is a good Bible name, meaning stone of help, perhaps a hint toward his future peace. And Advent is a good time to talk about future peace. Our Advent scriptures announce the coming Messiah with words like Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal One, Prince of Peace. Establishing and sustaining peace with justice and righteousness now and forever. Peace is a promise that, particularly at Christmas time, during the Advent season, seems very poignant. It often reaches right into our hearts and grabs us, filling us with a myriad of powerful emotions, depending on our own present circumstance of peace or lack thereof. Let me ask you, as you stop and think about the word, the theme, the dream, or the reality of peace in your own life, what comes to mind? Do you think of warring nations? Do you think of racial reconciliation? Of clean water and air, or an end to climate change? Of refugees going back home, or freely to new and safe homes? Do you think of every child having enough to eat, a warm, safe place to sleep, loving, stable parents, a realistic dream of a better life? Or do you think of letting go of your own stress and anxiety, your fears, your past failures and disappointments, taking a deep breath and breathing it all out, letting it go forever? Do you ever think of making a change? Or even making peace? How many of you actually feel at peace as we begin this Advent season? I'm getting there. Some. Peace is one of my favorite themes during Advent. I particularly experience it through the music of the season. I need to get my CDs out. I love singing the Christmas carols, which I began about a month ago. I find peace in the beauty of the lights and decorations, particularly those that draw my focus toward hope, joy, love, and the Prince of Peace, who gave his life for me and you. I find peace in quiet time with family, or pretty much any time with family, and that includes my church family. Christmas Eve, particularly a late night or midnight worship service, is one of my favorite things. I have wonderful memories of a midnight mass in Spanish in Mexico, hardly understanding a word, but understanding every sight, smell, sound, taste, and touch. And then there's listening to Mannheim Steamrollers' Silent Night, while candles are quietly lighted and lifted high. Peace, peace. Just breathe it in. Scrooge didn't learn to love any of these Christmas traditions. He didn't have family to love. He didn't love his employees, his neighbors. He didn't have any friends. He didn't love anything except money and making more money. He didn't even love his job, just the money. Money was the only thing that Ebenezer Scrooge could trust, and thus the only things he valued in other people, like even Jacob Marley, were hard work, frugality, unwavering discipline, and action that can be weighed, measured, and counted. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. These were certainly foreign words to Scrooge. Do you find them to be foreign in your life too often? A part of the Advent season is recognition that the promises of God's kingdom are not completely apparent in our world or in our lives, but glimpses of their reality can be seen and experienced even now. In fact, we can actually make peace in our lives, in our families, our neighborhoods. Well, we can begin to make peace, and we can help others to glimpse that possibility of peace, even around the world. Our scripture this morning from Hebrews chapter 13 gives us some practical ways to make and to share peace. Show hospitality to strangers. Remember those in prison and those who are mistreated. Marriage should be honored by all. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, because God said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. That last part can be particularly effective in finding yourself experiencing true peace, standing on the promises of God, rather than Scrooge's determined love of money and discontent with never having enough. It's hard to be effective in sharing peace with others if you don't first find it in your own life. The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? I like the ring of those words. Now, I don't want to spoil the rest of the story, the Christmas carol. In case you choose to read it, listen to it, or watch it as a movie, a play, or a musical this Christmas. During this Advent season, our worship experience is going to show, we're going to let Ebenezer Scrooge illustrate the here but not yet themes of Advent. The real but not yet realized promises of God's kingdom, which Jesus taught us to pray for on earth as it is in heaven. You may think that peace on earth is just a figment of our dreams, a fantasy from some other time and place, but our Bible story, this book, was written for times just like these today. The prophets wrote of the coming Messiah while the conquered people of Israel suffered exile in foreign lands. Mary's song and even the birth of Jesus came right in the midst of the Pax Romana, the Roman Empire, their rule of peace by threat of overwhelming violence, like death by crucifixion. The letter to the Hebrews was written to a church in crisis, partly due to the difficulty of waiting for Christ's return, but also likely due to struggling against the values of society, including economic values, values of honor and shame, and still living under the power of Rome. Our entire Bible story portrays the divine plan to break the chains of bondage for God's people, the chains of sin, of slavery, of idolatry, of authoritarian leaders, and to offer the peace only found in right relationship with God and with God's good creation. The peace of Advent was born in the darkest of times in history when the chains of bondage seemed invincible. And the good news for us is that the peace of Advent is being born right now in our lives and in our world, right in the midst of darkness, death, and even hopeless suffering. In fact, that seems to be where God does his best work. So take a deep breath right now. Breathe in the spirit of Advent, of peace, of hope, love, and joy, the promises of God, of God's love, God's acceptance, God's forgiveness for all. Feel God's loving presence filling your heart. The miracle has just begun in you for the sake of the world. God bless us, everyone. Take-home question. What are ways we can live and share in peace this Advent and into the new year? Will you pray with me? Strong and loving, ever gentle God, we rest in your presence. We breathe in your love, the promises of hope and joy, peace and love during this Advent season, and a peace that can carry us into the new year and beyond. We worship you, and we bow to you rather than the other gods of our society, of money, of power, of greed and of hate. Oh God, we turn our hearts and we put our trust in you, just as Jesus taught us. And we come now to his table, remembering just how much you love each one of us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.